in the end times, the last times, the last days, the last hours. Of course, people have been saying that for 2,000 years. I'm not setting any dates, but you should open your eyes to the Word of God and see how close the time is, because things are changing so fast. This morning, I will be dealing with a group of people. It's called in the book of Revelation, Earth Dwellers. And the road that the United States is on, and I really do believe it's on the wide road, majority of the people in our country, in our world. But you do understand if someone dies and they do not know Jesus Christ, do you understand where they will go? If they do not know Jesus Christ and they die in their sins, you understand exactly where they'll go. No matter if it's family, friends, loved ones, and no matter who it is, if they die in their sin, God said they're going to destruction. There's going to be a group of people when the rapture comes. As I said, the signpost is we see that bridge approaching as we go up and over tribulation, the judgment seat, and also the supper of the Lamb, come back down. But in that 7 years' time, as you know, and like I said last Sunday, 7 years from right now that you could be coming back down with the Lord, 7 years from right now, you'd be going through the judgment seat of Christ, the great supper of the Lamb, and said the Lord's coming back with his saints to reign and to rule 1,000 years. There's a group of people, it's so sad to me to think about it, and they are alive today. And that is the earth dwellers. Think with me just a moment. If the rapture would come this morning, and though all those people have had a chance to be saved and brought up, and the door of salvation been opened to them through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, and they have rejected Jesus Christ. And I do say I believe a lot of church members will be those people. They think just because they've joined the church and baptized that they're going to heaven. They have not accepted Jesus Christ, no matter who they are, and I don't know who they are. God does. But there's a group of people who have had a chance to be saved. It'd be just like those people that die in their sins. They've had a chance to be saved. They have rejected it. They've put it off. They waited. They know they could be saved, but they are not saved. They did not want to accept Jesus Christ. And the rapture comes. They will seal their destiny to a place called hell, just like those that died in their sins. We know this morning, the church age that we're living in today, and I believe, the Bible teaches, I believe that anybody that's breathing a breath of air, no matter what they've done, no matter it's killing, murder, rape, or whatever it might be, they can be saved. They can be saved no matter what they've done. Jesus Christ, I have all power in heaven and earth to forgive sin. No matter what they've done, long as they're breathing a breath of air, I believe they have a chance to be saved. But not so for those who are going to be breathing air after the rapture. And the Bible describes these group of people that he's talking about. And it's very scary to know that it could be some of our families and our loved ones. You see, after the judgment, there's hell number one and hell number two that I've already preached on. Now, God do not predestine anyone to go to hell. God do not predestine anyone to go to hell. In Romans 8, 29 says, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. He predestined those to be saved to become the image of his son. But never does he predestine anybody to go to hell. Predestination is not for the lost people to go to hell. It's for the saved people to come like Jesus Christ. But after the rapture, a group of people will predestine their self to go to hell. But not only that, we will predestine ourselves to go through the tribulation, possibly, and to face the Antichrist. They're going to decide this. And the Bible tells us about these after we going up and over, and before we come back down, describe the group of people that God separates these and divides these people. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, he describes these people. He describes the saved, and also he describes those that will not accept Jesus. And it says in verse 10, Revelation 3, because thou hast kept, and he's talking to save there, have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Let us pray. Father, we pray, God, that we might give us the understanding here today. That, Father, we are talking about some very dangerous times in which we are living. A person that do not know Jesus Christ is living in very difficult times, dangerous times, especially those that have rejected you so many times, and Lord, they have chosen this world. We pray that we might be the instruments, Lord, we'll give them a Bible, whether we give them the word or pray for them, that we might be able to help someone to get off that wide road and to understand the narrow road leads to eternal life hereafter. Father, we just pray that every one of us might have someone on our hearts and mind that we'd be praying for this hour. And to think about someone this coming week that we might be able to help and to pray for. That Lord, that they will get off this wide road. And Father, they won't be those earth dwellers, but they'll be heaven dwellers. And Father, we just pray again for those who are sick and the ones, Lord, that's on our prayer list and hearts and mind this hour. We just pray that your will be done here this morning, that your name might be glorified. Father, and a soul here today has never been saved. We pray today will be the time for that soul to come forward. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. There's two groups in Revelation chapter 1. As you read Revelation chapter 1, it's dealing with the things that's already passed. Revelation chapter 2 and 3 is dealing with the church age that you and I are living in right now. The verse that I read from is reading from the church age. But after you pass Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, the rapture. And the church will not be on this earth anymore until Revelation chapter 19, as I read the other day. In that length of time, there'll be hell on earth for these 7 years. There'll be woes. Bowls will be poured out. Wrath will be poured out in this length of time. And it's going to be dealing with two groups of people. There are going to be many, many people saved in the time of tribulation. But it will not be those that I'm talking about this hour. They have had their chance, just like someone has died in their sin to have their chance. There won't be no purgatory for them to be prayed out of. They have signed their death warrant. They have predestined their soul to go to hell. This group of people is going to be walking around alive just like today. When the rapture comes, they're going to be those in dead are going to rise first. And then all of us remains, if Jesus comes back this morning, will meet the Lord in the air with our new bodies. At that time, the ones that had an opportunity alive, they will be sealed their destiny forever and forever and forever. Now, when the rapture comes, it's going to gather all those who has a nature of Jesus Christ up. The ones in the graveyard, the ones in the cemetery have been dead from the time of Pentecost all the way up to today, the church age first started to the last of the church age. I know that I worked at a railroad. I worked at a scrap dock. Brother Jimmy knows very well about the scrap dock, and they got these big giant magnets, and I watched them many times load up railroad rail, and they load them up in these gondola cars, and they ship them off, and they load them up with these big, great, big magnet, picks up tons of metal. And then there was where two railroad tracks goes across one another. They have what they call frogs, where they go across, or they cross, railroad tracks cross, they have a frogs. where they melded together these two tracks. And I'd watch those magnets, but they would not pick up these two pieces that was melded together. All of them were the same rail. I couldn't tell the difference, but these frogs were made out of nickel-plated. A lot of nickel, and the magnet would not pick up this nickel-plated. It only picked up the iron, had the nature in it. You couldn't tell, I couldn't tell, no one could tell, but when you dropped that magnet down, it didn't do no good whatsoever to come up plumb empty. Well, that's the way the nature of Jesus Christ is. Everyone's been in that grave for 2,000 years or whatever. Up the time of the rapture church, that great magnet's going to be across this world that we're living in. And all this one's going to rise. Not all the one that died in their sin, they're not going to rise in. They're going to be two resurrections. They're not coming out of those graves. They're already in hell number one. But all those that have the nature of Jesus Christ is going to rise out of those graves. The soul and the spirit's already with the Lord. They're going to be reunited in the air with a new body. But those that's left here on this earth, after the rapture, they're going to face the Antichrist. They're going to face the Antichrist. And a lot of those may be church members, and some of them could be members of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. Would that be a sad thing? Those that are alive, rejected Jesus Christ for their salvation, predestined their soul to hell. People think just because that they know the Romans Road, as I said in this New Testament, they can quote you the Romans Road, everything that you ask them about the Romans Road, the plan of salvation, they can tell you about, and they tell you that I believe in Jesus Christ. But they're saying those with their mouth, and they don't have the actions to back up what they say in their mouth. They are not saved according to this right here. Your actions will show that you're saved. It says your fruit that you bear. There will be fruit. Again, I'm telling you, I do not know, and I'm glad I don't know who's saved, who's lost. But those has had this plan of salvation to know that they could be saved, they have rejected it. Because you're not saved by the plan of salvation. You're saved by the man of salvation. Just saying words, oh, if you say this, you say that. If you say these words, you're saved. No, sir, you're not. Just saying it with your mouth, you're not saved. And there could be some that would face the Antichrist. Members of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, if the rapture would come right now. Right now. And it says in these verses of scripture that I read, them that dwell upon the earth. God separates some people, and he separates the people that I'm talking about. In Matthew 24, 40 and 41 it says, then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken, and the other one left. You see, the lost and the saved, they had a chance, but they'll be left. Those that do not have the nature of Jesus Christ. Now, the earth dwellers, those that dwell upon the earth, and we'll be talking a little more about them. Now, this phrase in the book of Revelation said 11 times, those that dwell upon the earth. God is separating these people that I'm talking about right now is going to face the Antichrist as predestined themselves to hell, and it comes in a phrase, those that dwell upon the earth, those that dwell upon the earth. Might be our friends or loved ones, and maybe even some of our family. God prevented it happened. Here's what God says to these people that I'm talking about, the earth dwellers that's going in to face the Antichrist and predestine themselves to hell. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why? Because they receive not the love of truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, for what cause? Because they would not accept Jesus Christ, the truth, that they need to be saved, that all sin comes short of the glory of God, the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And it says, for this cause, not the devil, but God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie of Satan, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. This is the group of people that I'm talking about now. If the rapture had come, we'll face the Antichrist. Them that dwell upon the earth, earth dwellers. As I said, that word earth dwellers, it means to settle down. It means to live down into this world. And there are many a people today have decided that this world is on this world that they want. These are people that have decided that. They have no interest in Jesus Christ. They have no interest in the thing of Jesus Christ. They have no interest in the Word of God or the Church of God whatsoever. They do not care. They may have their name on church rolls, but they do not care about the things of Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you, but the Son of God is going to come back for the sons of God. And the light of this world is going to come back for the lights of this world. And the Lamb of God is going to come back for the lambs of this world. He is coming back. But they will be a group of people that's already divided by the Word of God. God said, I will divide them. Now you and I, in 1 Peter 2 and 11 says, we are strangers and we are pilgrims on this world. This is not my home. Don't get settled down in this world. We are strangers living in a temporary land, a place that we do not belong. But we're heading for a city whose builder and maker is God. You've been on vacations. You've been in motels. You carried your suitcase in. Most of the time you did not even unpack all your clothes out of your suitcase. There's some inconvenience. You didn't like the pillar. The bed didn't sleep good. There was noise outside. But those small inconveniences didn't worry you a whole lot because you knew it was just temporarily. You'd be going home soon. Little inconvenience we have in this life, don't worry about it because we will be going home soon. I was in basic training in Fort Benning, Georgia. I don't know where Jimmy took his, but the rest of y'all have been in basic training. It didn't matter too much what they threw at me at basic training. I didn't like it when I was there, but I knew one thing. After basic training, everybody got to go home for a week or two or whatever because I was going home. And I'm going to tell you, we in basic training of life and every day that we live, but don't worry about it. We're going home. I'm going home. And I want to thank you, Lord, that we're going home. Ecclesiastes 3 and 11 said, God had made everything beautiful in his time. God has set eternity in our heart, especially to save. Bible says, set your affections on the things that's above, not on things of this earth. The earth dweller has made a decision. They have decided this world, no God, no church, no time for Jesus, no time for the Word of God, no time for the people of God. They need Jesus. Matthew chapter 7, 13 to 14 says, enter you at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Wide road. As I said, a picture of the interstate road. A lot of people travel the interstate road, do they not? I was going down to Jacksonville Hospital this past week, and I went through Hortense and got on 301, and from there till I hit US 1, about 12 cars. I might have met 12 cars on 301. Had folks and I got on US 1, and I might have made 12 more cars before I got into Jacksonville. But when I hit 295, I had to stop and wait to get on that wide road. There's so many people traveling that wide road. We need to help those people to find that there's a narrow road. The people that's lost and on their way to a place called hell. That's my introduction. Those have decided this world on this world they want. Their determination of those that's on that broad road. They have a great determination. They have a series of choice. Every one of us have a series of choice. Life is a series of choice at a very young age. Every one of us, we start choosing. There's a great choice that we must make. They made choices also of what they want to do. They chose to start with, they chose the wrong world. This world is passing away. 1 John 2:15 says, love not this world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man love this world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the world passes away and lusts thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. This world is a polluted world. This world is a corrupt world. And this world is a passing world that you and I are living in right now. John 14:3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, and where I am, there shall you be also. That's the world, and that's the place that I'm going to, where Jesus Christ has prepared a place for me, a new heaven and a new earth. The earth dwellers have made a choice that they have decided to put the roots down in this world, the honest world they want. They don't need God. You look at the people today that do not need God. A lot of them are church members, and they are Pleasant Hill church members that do not need God. They have no time whatsoever for God. I'm here to tell you, I'd be very, very scared if I was them. Wrong world. But you see, not only that, they chose the wrong world, but they have chosen, determined the wrong word. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 said, who believe not the truth, but pleasure and unrighteousness, receive not the love of the truth, where they could be saved. Wrong word, substitute the lie of devil for the truth of God. They choose the wrong world, they have choose the wrong words, and the wrong word today. A substitute, devil will give a substitute for every word that God has to say in the Bible. He done this, the devil, at very early time of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. He substituted the word of God, and they still doing it today because it works for mankind. One reference to this is homosexuals. The world says they cannot help it. The world says they have no choice. God says it's sin. I'm going to tell you, when a homosexual believes what the world says, they choose this world, they choose the wrong word, and they believe what Satan said. If they hear and had opportunity to be saved, they have not saved, they have doomed and damned themselves to a place called hell. If they have heard the truth and the rapture comes, they'll face the Antichrist. But not them, but all those have rejected Jesus Christ. The Antichrist. Why do we have such movement of homosexuality today? I've been teaching that there's several signposts. You just need to open your eyes because they are here. Getting closer to the end of that state line. We're getting closer to the end of that bridge. In the book of Daniel, talking about the Antichrist, 11:37, talking about that old Antichrist when he shall appear, he says, neither shall he regard the God of his father. Now you listen to what it says, the word of God. Nor the desires of woman. Says he'll be a homosexual, or tendency for homosexual. You may think that this is just a natural thing that's going along now, but I'm going to tell you, homosexuals on the increase of the world today. Why? Because it's a signpost. It is a sign to tell you that even when the Antichrist comes, he'll have tendency towards homosexuality. And the people that supports, political leaders that support such things, they chose the wrong world, they chose the wrong word, and they chose the wrong wonders. Today, 2 Thessalonians 2:9, the Antichrist, whose coming is after the work of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders. Revelation 17:8. The beast that have saw, that y'all saw, that I saw, talk about John, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go in perdition, that's into judgment. They that dwell on the earth, there's that phrase, shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast, that was and is and yet is. This is a group of people that God is talking about, the unsaved, have not received Jesus Christ. It could be now some husband, his wife is very, very dedicated to the Lord and saved. But that husband says, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't need it. I don't need church. I don't need Jesus. I don't need God. I'll live my life like I want. That person, if the rapture comes, is going to face the Antichrist. If that person dies in a sin, he's going to a place called hell. If that person faces the Antichrist, he's going to a place called hell. But going through the tribulation time and going to see this great devil, as we call it. But the next thing, they chose the wrong walk. They're not walking after God. Ephesians 4 and 17 says, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, but in the vanity of their mind. For ye were sometimes darkened, but now are the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. It is a great honor to walk on the narrow road. That wide road, people chooses. As I said, well, that Romans road, then that New Testament, we need to help people understand to walk after God. That is command after you are saved. But you see, not only that, we could go on, but they chose the wrong wardrobe in their righteousness. Isaiah 64 and 6, in their own righteousness. But we are all as unclean things, and all of our righteousness as filthy rags, and we all do fade as leaves, and our iniquity, like the wind, have taken us away. People think they are good as those people down there at church, and they are. But they ought to say, I'm just as bad as those down there at church. Because it's not our goodness, and it's not our righteousness. It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But they chose the wrong wardrobe to wear before God. At the wedding supper, whenever God says, you know, go out and invite everybody to the wedding supper, and there was a man come in without a wedding garment, his own righteousness, his own wardrobe. These are the people that chose to wear what they want to wear and think they're all right before Almighty God. Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto him. But his righteousness is first. His righteousness is first. But they also choose the wrong wealth. And they chose the wealth of this old world. You remember the rich man and Luke? I'll tear down my barns and I'll build me bigger barns. And I'll say, soul, eat, drink, and be merry. You know what God says to him? In Luke chapter 12 and verse 20. But God again. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be which thou have provided? Get all this world you can, the earth dweller says. Get all you can. Don't take time for God. You don't have time for Jesus Christ. No time for church. No time for the things of God. Get all this world you can. God says, thou fool, you're going to die. And you're going to leave everything. Those that dwell upon the earth, they chose the wrong worship. John chapter 4 and 22 and on. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the hour cometh now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But the earth dweller says, I'm on the wide road. They settle down. They dwell on this earth this day. I tell you, they had the wrong worship. The determination of those on the wide road. They are very determined to stay on that road. But then if they stay on that road, when the rapture comes, you see the tribulation of those on that road. The tribulation. I would not have time to tell you all, but I'll touch on a little bit of it. Of these earth dwellers. As again, I read Revelation chapter 3 and 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep them from the hour of temptation which will come upon all the world to try them. that dwell upon the earth, the earth dwellers, is going to experience the tribulation time, the hell on this earth, never have been and never will be again on this earth as it will be in those 7 years. And it could start today. I wonder if any of us here have any earth dwellers, if the rapture to come this hour, would face the Antichrist that's never been saved and had an opportunity. It is a frightening thought of mine to think there could be some people of members of Pleasant Hill that God is numbering them as earth dwellers. They've joined, they've been baptized, but all they care about is the things of this world. We are not their judge. I am not their judge. God is their judge. And he is a faithful judge. And he knows their heart. But there's something different what people says and the actions that they bring. The love of God. The Antichrist have all type of power. The world is coming to the Antichrist. One world order, and the leader is going to be the Antichrist himself. It's going to be a political world that they're going to have to go through. You think the political world is a mess, now you wait till the church is gone. Today, all you have to do is just look out and see. These earth dwellers, the political process is going to be taking place when the church is gone. Politically, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, and it says, I stood upon the sea of sand and saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon those horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet was like a feet of a bear, his mouth the mouth of a lion. and the dragon had this power, and his seat was great, give great authority. And I saw one of his head as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wandered after this beast. And they that worship the dragon, these earth dwellers, which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, the earth dwellers, saying, who is like unto this beast? Who is able to make war with him? These earth dwellers are going to worship the Antichrist and be glad to do so. They won't worship Jesus Christ. You can't drag them in a church where a church service is going, where Jesus Christ's name is exalted and lifted up. They will not come. But buddy, whenever they left to face the Antichrist, they will worship the Antichrist. Look how the day the people supports and votes for people in our political spectrum today. And they support false leaders and false prophets that supports the things that are anti-God and anti-Christ against the movement of Jesus Christ today. Against the word of God. Clangor to these false leaders today. Hey, look at you see them on television, how they have thousands of people gather around. Someone is for abortion, someone is for homosexuality. And they just ray for these people. They are liberals, and I told you what liberals are. They deny the basic foundation of the truth. And then you know our economy. It's coming to a halt. Revelation 13, 14, and on it says, and to see them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell upon the earth, that they should make an image of the beast which had the wounds by his sword and did live. It said, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive the mark in their hand or their forehead. These earth dwellers receive the mark. Don't get the idea that they have to hold someone down like these earth dwellers to give them this mark. They gladly receive this mark because they're worshiping the Antichrist. They gladly receive this mark because this is the world that they want. This is the world they live for. To be powerful, have the money, the prestige. This world is where they're living for. Colossians 3 and 2. Says, set your affection on things above and not on things on this earth. Revelation 13 and 18 said, here is wisdom. Let him that understand count the number of the beast, for his number of man, his number is 600, 666, which is 666. Earth dweller will receive that mark. The earth dweller will be reduced down to a number. We have a name. We have a name. They're going to face great political issues also. The earth dwellers. This Antichrist. Revelation 13 and 8. And all that dwell upon the earth. There that phrase again. Shall worship him, the Antichrist, whose names are not written in the book of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. My name is in the book of life. But all those are not, because they will not accept Jesus Christ. And the rapture came, and those people that he's speaking about are those earth dwellers. They would not worship. They had no time for God or any things of God. There was no absolute truth. Well, they understood. Whatever the world, whatever the society or the culture accepted is what they believed. Today, did you know a vast majority of people accept homosexuality? Vast majority of our country, people accept homosexuality. Believe in that lie. You know why? Because our society accepts this. It is taught everywhere you go that they cannot help it. Abortion is a woman's right. But not only that, premarital sex, living together without the benefit of marriage. It is acceptable by our society. It is not acceptable by God. But they believe the lie of Satan. They will not accept the truth. But you see, there's condemnation of those that's on the broad road. There's physical danger of these earth dwellers. Revelation 6:9 and 10 says, and when he had opened the first seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God. The bunch of them are going to be saved for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? The ones that vote for this type of stuff. How long, O Lord? The judgment of these earth dwellers. Well, it's coming. It's coming. Like I said, the church today, if it was raptured up, there'd be some facing the Antichrist, the earth dwellers. And if people dies in their sin, they're going to hell. That is a terrible place. Did y'all know it? The Bible described a terrible, terrible place. To think of any human being could go to a place called hell and burn forever and forever and forever and be ever in torment. To think about that. They're going to experience physical danger, spiritual deadness. Revelation 6 and 12. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. They're going to be plagues upon this earth for those 7 years. Whenever you read Revelation chapter 1 through Revelation chapter 19, these are a series of events that's happening one right after another. They come back and one happens again right after another. Another seal is open one right after another. This is the length of time that's happening over and over and over again. It's so terrible that the words of the Holy Spirit of God could not pen this where our mind could understand the awful and terrible thing was happening, like pen all of it where we could read it has happened at one time. We cannot understand, we could not grasp the terribly of what's happening of the tribulation time. So he gave us a series of what happening. And it goes past those 7 years and it comes back again and it has another layer and another layer and another layer and another layer until you get to the time of the tribulation of Armageddon. And those people that's left, as I said, it could be somebody that you know today. If Jesus Christ come back after his church, there's going to be some spiritual deadness. It'll be too late. Oh, they say, well, I'll see all this, I'll run, I'll be saved. No, they won't run and be saved. God will not let them be saved. They have no desire to be saved. Those that had an opportunity and a chance to be saved. Earth dwellers that chose this world, they're going through the thing is called disintegration of this old world that they're living in. It's going to describe to us spiritual deadness. Revelation 6 and 15, and the kings of the earth and great men and rich men and chief captains and mighty men and every bond and every free man hid themselves in the dens and asked the rocks of the mountains to fall on them. They would not accept the rock of ages. But there'll come a time when these earth dwellers ask the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the face of the rock of ages. These earth dwellers, those mighty men. Now these earth dwellers, there's a different description now they see. They begin to understand the realness of God and eternity is real. Then they run to the rocks to hide them from the face of the one that sits on the throne. Revelation 12 and 12 says, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth dwellers, and to the seal. For the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time of those 7 years. But he's going to have a great time with humankind on this old earth today. Those earth dwellers, the Antichrist, the ones that are going to face him. 1 John 2 and 17 says, the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. There is a broad road and there is a narrow road. And I have told you the truth this morning. I believe the rapture of the church could be any moment, any hour, any day. And if that happens, and when it does happen, no matter when it does happen, there are going to be some earth dwellers alive and going to face the Antichrist. You know, our job is to do all we can between now and whenever the rapture might be to let them people know they still have a chance to be saved. Because I believe as long as they got a breath, no matter what they've done, although they have rejected Jesus Christ, God might give them one more opportunity through you to tell them about Jesus Christ, to tell your sons, your daughters, your family, your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, no matter who it might be, your friends or neighbor, whoever it might be. You need to accept Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you, when people accept Jesus Christ, there will be a change in their life. If there's no change, there's no salvation. He came to save you from your sins and out of your sins. There will be a change. I think it's time for us to get serious with people that we know and is around us. And me and Brother Marshall think about so many people we've tried to get to come to church. They don't have time. They're not coming. But I believe they got an opportunity. And they'll have that opportunity. Either they die in their sins or the raptured church comes, whichever one it might be first. But then it'd be too late. It'd be too late. As we come to the song of invitation, I hope God put somebody on your heart. These are some hard words, some hard sayings.